Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop, cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind, cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know, cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics are fat, and we're ready to clap, cause you suck at MC, soul out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old man straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is RMF. We back for a dope show. We got my special guest on the line, Dan DeRero from Hood, Texas.
What's yo, up, my brother?
What's up, man? How you doing? Thanks for supporting my show. Thank you again.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Thank you.
So give us a little background on you and give us a little background on how you got into the music industry and everything.
All right, well, my name is Daniel DeNiro, D. Monfetti, better known, coming out of El Campo, Texas, you know, and I started, man, into the rap thing, like, when I first heard this dude named DJ Screw. I probably was, like, about 8 years old, and, you know, the way he had made this, the music sound, man, I fell in love with it, and, you know, he kind of like my inspiration, and big up to OG Tex-Mex, you know what I mean, from El Campo, Texas. He one of the artists out of my small town that, you know, was the first to do it in, you know, in the Spanish culture out there where I'm from. And if it wasn't for him, man, too, man, I wouldn't be in the rap thing right now as we speak, man. He's the one that kind of inspired me as well. And, you know, big ups to him, man. Much love to you, man. Shit, I appreciate you for giving me the time and telling me that I can do whatever I wanted to in the rap thing, and I couldn't believe it till I did it, man. Here I am today. You know, it's been a blessing, man. It's been a blessing, man, and you know, like I said, man, I just fell in love with it, man, and just here I am today, like I said, man, and loving every rap thing in every which way, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, coming from Texas and everything down south. So tell us a little bit about the down south sound and where it eventually came from, if you know.
Oh, man. Well, it came from, you know, first it started back off, like, you know, with the Ghetto Boys, Street Military. What put Texas on the map, my opinion, was DJ Screw. The music, man, he slowed it down where I guess, you know, they were sipping on his drink, and it's called Promethazine, and, you know, they made it so big, man, that it's an epidemic thing, man, and, you know, to me, I love the Screw music, man. It's called Screw music, you know, Screw and Chop it or whatever, man, and it got so big, man, that, you know, and like I said, it was a big, big thing, man, but sad to say that, you know, he passed away before, you know, he got his shine on, and Michael Watts, he had took over, man, and, you know, but how he started out, DJ Screw, his click was called Screwed Up Click. I don't know if y'all heard about him, but, you know, you can find him on, you can find his songs on YouTube, you know, SUC, whatever. Big up to my homie, Corey Blunt, you know what I mean? He had started something so big, man, he just didn't get to finish it, man. He passed away, and so much, as a lot of members from the SUC passed away, man, and, you know, his name is DJ Screw, man, Robert Earl Davis, man. Y'all check him out, man. Like with the culture and everything, with the cars, man. We ride swingers out here. Candy paint, fifth wheel, bumper grill, you know what I mean? Woman on the front. It's something to see, man. It's something to see, man.
So tell me who was your influence. Well, we know DJ Screw was one of your influences. But what other influences you had?
Man, I got so many, man. Like I said, Tex, Tupac, you know, Biggie Smalls, you know, Cypress Hill, the Fugees, Nas, Ja Rule, you know what I mean? Mobb Deep, man, Scarface, man, the list goes on and on, man. Like I said, man, Me personally, rap is my favorite thing, you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, I do listen to Spanish, you know what I mean, a little bit. I do like my Spanish music, but, you know, rap, man, like, it's just something I got to jam every day, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just fascinated with it and with the rhymes and everything, man. You know, I got some bars. Y'all need me to kick some bars, man. I can kick a little freestyle flow or whatever, maybe y'all need me to.
Do your thing. It's the floor is yours.
All right. All right, I make it look easy how I parallel shit and got connects like Bluetooth, no space, but I can pair shit. If you love it, then cherish it like the woman you love, but I love flip on the ring finger, fuck the marriage shit. If you knew your worth, then why you always on the compare shit? My slab hold it, bumper grill and fifth wheel, but I ain't talking about no sparing shit. Your broad text me, she said she got a landing strip. I said, cool, I guess I'll bring the flares and shit. These boys be knew what I do, acting on that road like on some underwear shit.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That's how it was, man. You had to freestyle it. That's what it was, man. Hip hop. And don't. Another thing, the Spanish people had a lot to do with hip hop in the beginning, so don't. So don't minimize them, their influences in hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
So, like I said, everybody played a part. Like, matter of fact, black people didn't even like hip hop in the beginning. So, like I said, don't downplay it. They don't tell you that. The documentary don't tell you that. But we've been haters from the beginning. You understand? So,
oh, yeah.
The reason why hip hop is the way it is. It's not because of y'all. It's because of black folks. Because we've been haters from the beginning. And we hating on each other. That's why hip-hop is tore up. It's not because of y'all culture. It's not because of anybody else. And I'm here to say it. I'm black. So I keep it real with you on my show.
I appreciate that, man.
I come from New York City. I come from Brooklyn, New York. I know how hip-hop started. and black folks wasn't feeling hip-hop in the beginning. Okay, I couldn't play that shit in my house. But they didn't like it. You know, I was the only one in my and to this day, the friends that I know still don't like hip-hop 50 years later, okay? So, and that's what I'm saying. We ruined hip-hop, okay? Not nobody else, okay? We ruined it because we hate on each other. That's, we got serious issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love Eminem. You know, they hated on Eminem because he can't.
Oh, man, hell yeah.
I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yo, here comes the lowdown. Here comes the showdown. OMF and straight up is all up in your town. We coming back with the lyricals, coming back like Smokey Robinson's and the Miracles. It's quite critical when we come up on the scene. We ain't shaking that ass and we ain't ran for the green. We down with the real team, red, black, and green. Remember Martin Luther King and I had a dream. But look at they sold out hip-hop, ran up on the spot, jumping out the box, dancing a lot. The motherfucker walking all up in our town like motherfucking Bozo the Clown.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
Sorry about that. My phone dropped off, but like I said, y'all played a major role in hip hop, so we got it misunderstood that. So don't minimize y'all influencing in hip hop again.
I got one more shout out, man. Shout out to SPM. Man, he was one of my main reasons why, you know, I thought I had it in me, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if it wasn't for my boy Tex-Mex, man, you know, to give me that foot in the door, I wouldn't have did it. But I always fantasized about, you know, being a rapper, man. And SPM, man, he's probably one of the greatest Mexican rappers to ever do it, man. Free SPM. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hold it down, man. Shit. Free motherfucking SPM, man. South Park Mexican, man.
So I just wanted to let you know that. So
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, man.
I said, I'm saying there's a misrepresentation of hip hop, and that's why I have to. That's why I'm here to let everybody know what you hear, what you see, is not the truth, and they're not telling you the truth. We need to, and in order for us as like I said, as people, we need to clean up our shit. We need to clean up our own backyard before we talk about anybody else's shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, for real. Real.
That's why I love Eminem, because Eminem, everybody hated on Eminem because he came and told his story that it wasn't, his family life wasn't, and they all hated on him, right? Right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Like a man.
Because he didn't, because they, especially his own people, because they didn't appreciate him coming out the closet and telling about all the abuse. But now you see what he started. Females come out now talking about all how they've been raped and molested and shit. Everybody came out. And that we need to do that as people too. You know what I'm saying? We need to do that.
Yeah,
and then maybe a lot of shit that we doing would change. And that's what we need to do. So I respect Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Say it again.
Eminem, to me, he's probably one of the greatest rappers, you know what I'm saying, of all time. You know, if you ask me, one of the greatest.
He is. He's the dopest rapper out. Who's better than him?
Hey, kill Papa Doc, man.
Wait a minute. The man, first of all, the reason why I like him, because he hip-hop, okay? He rapped, he started out freestyling first, okay? He was an MC first and then a rapper. See, we got it twisted again. You don't become a rapper unless you are MC first. You have to battle somebody and get this first, okay? Look at 8 Mile.
Yes,
some of it was fake, but the majority is true. That's how you had to do to make it in hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's how you had to come up. All MCs had to come,
man.
Real MCs. Like I said, rappers nowadays, they ain't got to go there. They only got to take off their clothes, and they got to do all. They ain't got to do all of that. They don't know about hard work. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
they
I'm
was
telling
giving
you,
stuff. They making money off the backs of Eminem. You want to talk about Eminem? If it wasn't Eminem, you ain't making no money. Okay.
Yeah. Straight
okay.
up.
Okay.
Straight up, man. Man,
and
like, you know,
I had
go ahead.
Guess who helped him? It was a black person, okay? It was a black person. If you want to hate on anybody, that's what I'm saying. Why are you going to get mad at him? And it was a black person that helped him. It was a black man that taught him the game, that got him a record label. He a millionaire, and you broke, and you hating on him again. Okay, you're mad at the wrong people again. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with it?
Man, hell yeah, I see exactly where you're going with it, man. Shit, big up to Dr.
Your
Dre,
own
man.
Shit. Please do what Eminem did. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going to Eminem and asking how to make $1 million, we hating on him. See how stupid we is?
Yeah, you know right about
Instead
that,
of going
man,
to say, Eminem, how do I make $1 million like you? How do I get me a record label like you? No, we gonna sit up there and get on records and wanna diss him, and you ain't even got skills like him.
Hey man, it's fucked up in the game, man. You know.
And people be mad at me because I tell them that. You know, I tell them that. Oh, you just hater. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. Stop hating and put in work like him. Go learn how to freestyle like him. First of all, you'll have to freestyle first before you become a rapper. That's why your shit sound wet. Okay?
Yeah, straight up.
Know the game. Know the rules. You know, a lot of people don't know the rules, okay? There's rules. There's order in hip-hop. You have to learn how to freestyle first, and then you become a rapper. You have to get this first. You have to battle first. That's how hip-hop started. That documentary is some bullshit.
Straight up, man. Straight up, off the head, man. Shit. I mean, to me, I was being
because
a freestyle.
Because they went straight to the damn. They went straight to the MC. The MC came late to the party. He was on the corner battling and getting dissed before you got on the mic, before you got on stage, before you rocked the club, before you made $1 million record. You had to get dissed and get battled somebody. You had to put in work. You had to go to club to club. You had to get on the street corner first, and then you had to go rock the clubs first. You had to let the DJ, matter of fact, I'm sorry, the DJ order again. The DJ is the GOAT. The DJ gave you the props. He's the one that allowed you to get on the mic.
He's the one
that plays the records in the club. So how the hell you the GOAT? How the MC the GOAT?
Straight up.
Ain't no damn MC without the DJ. Ain't no MC without the great dancers. Ain't no MC without the damn graffiti. The three elements of hip-hop. It's four elements of hip-hop, not five. You got it twisted. Ain't no damn five elements of hip-hop. It's four. The DJ, the graffiti, the deck, the breakdance, and the MC. Where the hell you got five from? Again, you ain't telling the truth.
Straight up.
But we're going to move on. We're going to play your song. Tell me, we're going to play your song straight out the kitchen. So tell me where you got that song from and how you came up with it.
Man, one day I was just in my room, man, and you know what I'm saying? I just heard this beat, man, and like, me, man, like, it won't take me long to write a hook, man. Like, I could just write it, like fast, man. It wouldn't even take me about 5 minutes. And anyways, so I heard this beat, man, and I just, you know, like, this was, like, my second song that I actually put in the booth, you know, saying, recorded and everything with my boy Eric Tex-Mex. He's on here, too, you know, and I was like, man, you know what? I said, I'm going to talk about how it all started, you know what I mean? Like, you know, in my kitchen, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, pots and pans. You know, I ain't talking about washing dishes, you know. I'm talking about, you know, on that stove, man. And, you know, it got a lot of, you know, sentimental, and it got a lot of, you know, about, you know, my little background and my little story. You know, pretty dope song, man. You know what I mean? I didn't expect it to be, you know, doing as good as it is right now, you know what I mean? But, you know, like I said, shout out to my boy Tristone, shot the video. And we did this at my mama's house, man, where it all started from, too. You know, this is where I, you know, got shot at. This is where I so dope at. This is where I got arrested at. This is where I got my heart broke. You know, until this day, man, I'm in this house right now as we speak, man. You know what I mean? Talking to you right now, man. You know, it's all original, man. Shout out to Tex Mex, man.
Right? You started in the kitchen. I love that song. I love how you came up. That's straight up dope. That's where it started, in the kitchen. It started on the corner. Okay, we got to twist it again. You came up with your skills in the kitchen. You went through stuff. You're telling a story. That's hip-hop. What?
Thank you.
We're going to play your song straight out the kitchen. Can we play his song real quick, man?
Get up, hey. Get up, get up. Wake up. Go in my motherfucking kitchen. Started off in my kitchen, ho. Hey, I'm just trying to get my family out these trenches, bro. Mama said, meet a look at pasta. I told my T. Jones, throw away the masa. Give me the lighter so I can light up the blocker. These niggas hungry, gotta fill up they pasta. Find me in my kitchen. Hey, in my motherfucking kitchen. Hey, I was in the kitchen seasoning that chicken.
You ain't know.
I was in the kitchen seasoning that chicken, huh? Hey, they getting burned in the kitchen.
Getting burned.
Hey, they taking turns in the kitchen.
Taking turns.
Hey, fuck they concern in the kitchen.
We ain't worried about
I'm on the mission. Pay attention. Hey, fuck they concern.
Huh.
They fucking around with me, they gon' get their ass burned. Told my partner, wait your turn. Anything else in my life that I done learned. I'm on the motherfucker swinger. I'm motherfucking hanging like a hanger. We going up in the chamber. I got that dope stranger. Hold up. Sell the coke to my fucking neighbors. I don't give a fuck and they ain't doing no favors. Fuck that hoe, I go ahead and replace her. I got asthma, I won't chase her. Hey, like a pistol. I'ma put her down, then I might erase her. Hey, I'm like a speed racer. Speed to the money. Thought it off in my kitchen, ho. Hey, I'm just trying to get my family out these stretches, bro. Mama said, mira lo que pasa. I told my T. Jones, throw away the masa. Give me the lighter so I can light up the placa. These niggas hungry, gotta fill up they pasa. Find me in my kitchen.
In there.
Hey, in my motherfucking kitchen.
That's where I'm at.
Hey, I was in the kitchen seasoning that chicken.
Chicken.
I was in the kitchen seasoning that chicken.
Chicken.
Hey, they getting burned in the kitchen.
Burned.
Hey, they taking turns in the kitchen.
Turn.
Hey, fuck that concern in the kitchen.
Concern.
I'm on the mission.
Mission.
Pay attention. On the mission. Pay attention. Hey, on the motherfucking mission. Hey, we coming up by these trenches. Hey, finna get my ass out these trenches.
Hey,
on the mission. Seasoning that motherfucking chicken. Hey,
whipping it up. In the kitchen we be mixing it up. Add the heat to the sauce, I better make them wanna listen to us. I got the recipe, if you need a sample just message me. I promise my shit is delicious, if you need a fix, I got the remedy. Fuck what they telling me, I'ma keep doing this shit independently. Ain't no way to be stressing me, especially when I get on the LSD. Ay, highest in the room, flyest on the shroom. Yeah, fuck what a hater do, we in the kitchen with more than a tablespoon. Do what we gotta do, just to put food on the table. Independent when it come to the streets, independent when it come to a label. Doing this shit for ourselves, don't need nobody help. Rather be carried by six than judged by 12. Just give me the wealth, stack it up, count it up, hundreds and fifties and twenties. I need a monopoly. Used to wanna be a baller, now I got a team and we ballin' so properly. Ballin' so properly. Ain't no way to be blocking me. This ain't a comedy. Me and D getting money like fuck the economy.
Yeah. So I love that song, man. I wish it would have been longer. Yeah, it's dope.
Me too, man. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, shout out to my boy Tech Mix. He's the one on the second verse, man. You know, much love and respect to him, man. I'm fucking with the dude that it all started from El Campo, Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to him, man. For Camp Records.
Yeah. I love Dial South Music because they had a lot of, y'all had a lot of, played a part, major part in hip hop, too. UGK and Ghetto Boys, like you said, and all of them. I love the Ghetto Boys, too. You know, too.
Oh, hell yeah. No Ghetto Boys, yeah. You know.
It wasn't just New York City that played a major part in hip-hop, though. And y'all keeping that live, man. I love Down South music. I love UGK. I really got into really hip-hop when UGK was making music down there because he was a different... different kind of animals. And shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all.
Appreciate
yeah, we're
going
to take the callers. See what they got to say. Can we take the first caller?
Let's go.
Yo, what's up, man? This is the home of Hip Hop NYC, SX Sean Feller. How y'all doing today, OMF?
What's up, man? Rest in peace.
Real quick, rest in peace to Anthony Johnson, the actor for Friday, who passed away this week, man. Let's salute that young king.
Rest in peace, man.
He was a hell of an actor, man. If y'all seen Friday, if y'all saw Players Club, I Got the Hookup, Baps, he was in a lot of movies, man. Let's give this young comedian some respect. Only quick disturb, OMF, his late widow is $20,000 short of GoFundMe cash to pay for the funeral costs. Where's these so-called black entertainers that was with him not helping his wife? Ice Cube, all y'all, come on now. $20,000 don't hurt to pay. Help this woman.
Say it again.
Man, fuck.
Say that
help
again.
Help this woman. Ice
we
Cube.
We was just
one
talking about
time.
That.
One more time.
Where are you?
One more time.
Sometimes
yeah, say that
so-called
again.
Black entertainers with money seem to get where they come from. This man was in part of your movies, Ice Cube. What's $20,000 to you? Give it to her. She's hurting it, and we gotta start helping.
That's fucked up.
I got that too. But wait a minute. Let me ask. I wanna go from the other side. What he did with all that money he made?
I have no idea, man.
See, there's two sides to a story, though.
Yeah. But
okay, so remember that. So put it out there. There's two sides to a story.
Yeah, let's help. Let's help now.
Yeah.
$20,000. Real quick,
okay.
Shout out to Grandmaster Caz. I saw him on Drink Champs with Noriega. Young folks, you want to know hip-hop, check out that Drink Champs interview with Grandmaster Caz. Shout out Noriega. I watched it last night on OMF. He drops some knowledge about the state of hip-hop today and back in the day. And he made it clear Sugar Hill Gang was not the first rap record in his hop history. It was not Sugar Hill Gang. You know what he named? Fatback Gang, Tim 3. Look it up. It was not Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
And before that, King Tim Fatback Band was the first rap record. Let's go back further than that.
Yes, sir. He did mention that.
Let's go back further than that. Let's go back. Wait. Wait a minute. What about Blowfly, the first Mick 8-track? First sex tape. Y'all ain't start nothing. They ain't start nothing again.
Grandmaster Caz mentioned that also. And he also mentioned on the show how Sugar Hill, the lady that ran Sugar Hill Records, Sylvia, was a snitch. Watch that show on Drink Champs.
Say it again.
With Grandmaster Caz at 61. He can
one
take
more
on
time.
Any
one
MCs
time.
Today. He said Sylvia from Sugar Hill Records was a snitch, and he said a lot of nasty things about her. I'm not going to speak on the show. Watch it. Drink Champs with Grandmaster Caz. It was real deep.
They got her as rap royalty. Did you watch the BET Awards? Did you see what they said? What about Brett said about her? You see what they say about her? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I know you've seen it. I know you've seen it.
He also said that to Noriega, you need to bring more people that started hip-hop on your show, like Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, Curtis Flow. He did have Melly Mel on the show. I did see that. Well, I don't think he had Melly Mel on the show, but he needs to get
Melly Mel
on
the
show,
Melly
too.
Melly.
So I think he's going to start
But wait a minute, Sean. Haven't I been saying that for the last 5 years? Haven't I been saying that for y'all, for New York people to come out and tell the truth about hip-hop? Haven't I said that? Haven't I been my show? Wait a minute. Hold on. People been hating on my show, right? People been saying I'm a hater, right? How many people done talked about me like a dog, talking about I don't know what I'm talking about? Tell me I'm lying.
I got your back, dog. And like I said, for the young generation, if you want to learn the history of hip-hop, do your research, look up Grandmaster Caz and the Cold Crush Brothers. He said a lot about how hip-hop started back in the days. And before I get off, I want y'all to give me your top three Southern MCs of all time. I'll give you my top three groups from my generation. One is definitely UGK. Number two, the Ghetto Boys, and number three, Outkast. I'm leaving it like that. Y'all be safe.
You talking about
New York
right?
City Hip Hop Museum 2023. Look out for it.
You talking about groups, right?
Groups of Southern hip hop. I got UGK, Ghetto Boys, and Outkast as my top three. And I'll leave it like that. And check me out on SX Energy Drinks, YouTube, Sean Felder, and shout out to Coastal Transit Union. I got a six-month contract again to renew. They're going to advertise SX Energy Drink on your buses. Y'all be easy.
Make sure you check me out, too, bro. Daniel De Niro, bro, on Facebook.
What's your YouTube
SoundCloud
channel, boy?
Man.
What's your YouTube channel?
It's Daniel De Niro, man, at gmail.com, man. You can find me, like I said, on Facebook, man. Same thing.
Okay.
Daniel, you can find me on SoundCloud, man. Just hit me up, man. Link up, man.
Got you, bro. Where are you from, bro?
I'm from El Campo, Texas, man. A little small town,
I hear you, bro.
Hey, God bless you, brother, man. Take care, man.
All right, be safe.
Hey,
OMMF, we're going to talk soon, baby. Grandmaster Caz.
All right, my brother. Take care. All right, peace. Yeah, that's my homie from Harlem. You know, he grew up in the Bronx, but I've been saying that for the last 5 years. And, you know, he speaks on it, too.
About the rap, man. You know what I'm saying? You can tell his voice, man. You know what I'm saying? He real, you know, deep in rap out there. Yeah, hell yeah.
It's about time, man. It's about time. And I've been saying that for the last 5 years about that, how New York needs to come out and tell the truth. And that documentary about that's what I was saying from the beginning. So now you see what I'm talking about now. They all coming out and speaking. And Sylvia Robinson was the only one. Barry Gordy was a crook too. So, they put him on a pedestal too, but he was a crook too. Okay? So it's black folks again. Black Lives Matter again. Oh, they need to burn that damn T-shirt. Okay, there you go. That's what I was trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Real lives matter. You know what I'm saying? All lives matter. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Black people destroyed the music industry. Again, it wasn't you. It wasn't Spanish. It wasn't the white folks. It was black folks that ruined hip-hop, ruined black music, period. That's the truth. And we need
man,
to own
real,
up to
man.
That
you
shit.
Know, you know what's crazy, man? Like how the hip hop just changed just like dramatically, man. Like, you know, just in the blink of an eye, it just changed up so much, man. Like, I don't even know where it even started from change, man. But you know, it's just so different, man. Nowadays, man. Like me personally, I still jam like Tupac, man. Believe it or not, in Bone Thugs and. You know, like I'm still on that type of era, man. You know, Dr. Dre, Easy, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like now, man, I really don't be jamming too much of these new artists, man, because it just really ain't saying nothing, man. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Because they wasn't taught. You understand? Don't you get it? That's what I'm trying to tell you. They wasn't taught the truth. Okay? The young people who came after, it's not their fault because the OGs that sold it out. Don't you get it?
Nah, I do. Starting to get it now, man. Shit, thank
you,
man.
It was
you,
the OGs that sold it out. And the people that finally that was supposed to get paid got robbed in the beginning. That's why they didn't make no records, okay? KRS-One got robbed. Rob Kim got robbed, okay? I'm not hating on Drake. Everybody think I'm hating on Drake. But he ain't no hip-hop artist to me. He's a pop artist to me. You know what I'm saying? He make his money.
Yeah.
And I bet he's the number one selling record, but he ain't the number one selling. In my eyes, he ain't no rapper. He ain't no real rapper to me. Okay? He ain't hip-hop to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my opinion. Okay? Mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing against him. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't got skills like Rakim. He ain't got skills like LL Cool J. He ain't got skills like, you know what I'm saying? He came after. He making money off the backs of us. Okay, that's my problem. Okay, and he making money. Okay, off of the backs of us. Okay, and he really ain't no hip hop artist to me. He ain't got skills like them. He ain't work like them. He ain't put in work like them. Okay. When you put in work like that, you come back and talk to me. You ain't hip hop, okay? You pop music. That's the time it is. And we're gonna move
Square
on.
Business.
We're gonna move on. Okay, so like we take the next caller. Can we take another caller?
What's up, El Posse? This is Tupac Tino Jackson. How you doing?
All right, we got Dan DeNiro on the spot on the phone. What's up, Tupac?
What's up? My video out now, Ballers Ball. You can check it out at TUPASTINA Jackson on YouTube. It came out last week. You can find me at TUPASTINA, the number 2 letter U on SoundCloud. And TUPASTINA Jackson on Spotify.
Okay, I got you. Hey, little mommy, you got some bars you can you know what I mean, kick this way, man, you know what I'm saying, a little something.
I'm sipping on this liquor for so many days. I've been reminiscing on my fallen soldiers from the days, and I've been shedding these tears for so many years. I got so much pain inside, I can't feel it in my veins. I've been saying so many tears, the pain is insane. This crazy vibe, my bad, I couldn't do it, but yeah.
You getting it, man, look. It go down like the drain. I ain't never finna crash like no airplane. If I gotta smoke it, ain't nothing but Mary Jane. Hey, I don't do two things, complain, and I ain't no wine setter. I might go ahead and do the other shit. I'm a trendsetter. Better yet, a go-getter. If you knew better, then you do better. Matter of fact, hey, the news is out. Go check it out. Newsletter.
All right, I got you. What can I check you out at?
Man, you can find me on SoundCloud, D Monfetti. You know, you can find me on Facebook, Daniel DeNiro. And, you know, you can find me on Instagram. That's pretty much what I'm on right now. But I'm trying to get on more sites right now to speak, man. I'm just like you know what I mean, trying to get started up, man. But I will check you out, man. You know what I'm saying? What'd you say? Can you tell me one more time where I can find you at?
TUPASTINA Jackson on Facebook, TUPASTINA Jackson on YouTube, TUPASTINA, the number 2 letter U on SoundCloud, and TUPAS. Jackson on Spotify.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you.
And I'll send you. I'll send him your info too after you get off the phone.
Please do, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, and keep on pushing.
Yeah,
keep
send him my info. You can
man,
send him my
on
info,
going,
on, Mel.
Yeah, I'll send him your music too. You know,
okay.
We vibe together. We you know how we do.
I know how we do.
You know already. We ain't got to go there.
God bless you, man. God bless you, man. That's it, man.
Right.
I appreciate y'all.
Show.
Show.
Yeah, that's a female rapper, female MC, too. She used to be a Blackout Radio host. She was one of the family on Blackout Radio, and she's a dope rapper. Again, she's an MC first. You see, when you ask her to rap, it didn't take her nothing. It didn't take her that long, did it? You see?
Hell no.
You have rap skills, wait, that's the old school. Call you to the table and then you bust flows, right? That's how it worked. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. They don't know. They've been told lies again. They done told them lies. They didn't fed them that bullshit again. I keep telling you. But we're going to move on again. Let's take another caller.
Five eight six 9 1 5.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jay Park, AUMG, Seattle the Soul. And just wanted to let y'all know about a project that the homie Fernando, a.k.a. Duruzura, from the Netherlands put together. It's called Vra. And it features me and a female rapper from the Dominican Republic called La Baby La Jefa.
I like that.
And also another cat named John Tarifa from Albania / the Netherlands. Dope rapper. And another dope rapper from Latin America. His name is Empirical 507. So, yeah, it's a little, you know, project for the fans and for hip-hop, and it's crazy because there's a bunch of different languages, bunch of different flows, bunch of different styles, all on a dope beat produced by, you know, Duruzura. So, man, make sure you check it out. Much love, AOG.
I love it, man,
because
that's where hip-hop started, in the overseas, man. It went overseas first, and then it came back to the United States. Tell them the truth. Oh, wait, let me don't go there. But that's what I'm saying. We love it. They know more about hip-hop than we do. Okay? So
straight up.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't surprised that New Orleans hip-hop is kicking it. They kicking it more than they do, more than the United States. They don't hate on nobody over there. Tell them. Tell them the truth.
The truth will set you free.
Huh. Say it again.
The truth will set you free.
Thank you, man. And I want you to hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under All Math Posse. Send all them artists to my show and send their music to my show. My email is, matter of fact, friend me on Facebook under All Math Posse, and then I'll send you the information so you can send them artists my info so they could send their music. So I know it's hard for them to call because it's long distance.
Thank you, man. God bless you, man.
Yes, tell them to send me their songs and their videos, and I play it. I have a TV show too. That I could play their videos on TV.
Like I said, I want to thank you for you bringing me on the show, man. I think it's going to open up some doors for some artists in my little town, man, because I know they probably would love to be on here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to open the door for the others, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, man. Hey, man, can me and you get on the track or something, man, later on?
Sure, man. But you want to get with Dan DeMarino because he's more of a rapper than I am. I'm more of an MC, though. But get with Dan.
Man,
and
we could work it out.
Network with him. Y'all get together. Tell him your links and everything. Get together with him because he want to do some music.
Man, for sure, man. Anybody that want to do something with me, man, find me on SoundCloud. D Munfetti, all capitalized, D $, MUN / FEDDIE. And you can find me on Instagram, Daniel DiNetto, Daniel DANIEL DiNetto, DINERO. And you can find me on Facebook the same way, man. Hit me up. Let me know what's up, man. You know, I'm ready to work, man. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to everybody out there. Big ups to the dudes that called in today, little mama and everything, man. You know, keep it moving, man. Let's bring hip hop back.
Yeah, that's what's up. Oh, I thought I was talking to the caller. I was talking to you, huh? My bad. Because yeah, he came on this so
good,
quick. Yeah, I thought I was talking to him. My bad, but yeah. But
might have been a caller.
Yeah, but he. Some people just get on there and just get off real quick without saying anything. But yeah, but I thought I was still talking.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. So
man,
let's take another call.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, let's take another call.
Yeah, let's do it. But.
Shit, you right beyond and off like a pin top. Fuck with you and your men, jot. Y'all know when and when not to play around everything I print hot. Flow water, catch you in the water bed. Shots from the 4-4, leave you with a water head. You like to run around wide up for the feds till I leave by wire wrapped around your daughter leg. Stop bothering the corporation when we in the kitchen mixing up that raw in the apron. We in the lab, you in the lab. The only difference is a part of you vacant. Keep acting, Junior. You Cuba good and thought the Ruger couldn't turn dudes to putting. Nigga, I'm used to pushing. Dudes in the minivan. Shoot the bazooka. I got a holder like a mini can. Ace got 100 rounds left in his clip. The corpse stick together like pretzels and chips. Holes mad cause I don't donate loot much. I'm good without ice. I'm like homemade fruit punch. Busted on a lot of chicks' ass cheeks. When it comes to hoes, track sheet longer than Shaq's feet. But don't go thinking the cat sleep. Shit, I got the shotgun in the backseat. You know who you fucking with here? You can find me in the pool hall guzzling beer. Letting 4-4s cut in the air. I'm in my hustling gear. Spill flows like a cup on a chair. And dog, I'm real. And everybody knows, so show your ass. And watch how fast I blast the fofo. Come around a nigga way. Move by the brick and day. The whole curb cooking up birds like Chick-fil-A. I even shine when my jewelry is off. They call me journalist. I get my story across. I started smoking weed and I ain't worked since. How the fuck I'ma sit on the workbench? I'm higher than the church bench. Plus I hate weights, give me your tray face. Blow off your ears, make your peers call you snake face. No gun, I don't wait for a gap. I'm a therapist, bitch, I put Ace on your back. And I ain't gotta mention, get Conway, you know I'm somewhere pimping. If you need to find Jay, when I clap the chrome, your backbone broken. I'll be down to A with backbone smoking. My flow magical, get me any loop, turn it black and blue. Just like your dicky suit, and I can spit in any topic you like. Get a bitch, lead a booth by the top of the night. I got more holes in the top of a mic. Got
yeah.
The holes in the top of your mic, so make sure that you're dropping it right.
Cool.
Like every
yeah, man.
Yep.
Shit, old boy went off on that hoe.
Yep, that's that. A lot of them just get on here, but that's what I'm saying. That's what my show is about. It's putting out real hip hop. That's what's up. Yeah, we gonna play another. We gonna play MC Roar real quick. Riding Dirty. Can we play that real quick?
Say that again.
MC Raw song, Riding Dirty. Getting feedback. Hold on,
wait. Just talk about.
Watch me get it, baby. Roaming through the stars, rainy afternoon.
You're my home and a dream.
You're my world. And it's zoom, zoom, zoom. That's my boom.
Haters can't
to stay with the amazing. Yeah, no, it's never boring. You're the one, it's a dream, yeah. Make it same, it's a hundred. You the guy, I'm so glad, not this guy. I just wanna kick it, hear a ring. It's my alarm clock going tick-tock, stars are the light. You are my desire. Love me, rest me, kiss me, baby. Call me, love me, rest me, baby. Kiss me, love me, hold me, caress me, impress me, baby. Call me, love me, hold me, caress me, call me, love me, baby, baby. In my dream, I'm such a scene of the sight. The grass is greener, neon color.
Friday and do that Zoom interview. Don't forget. Hello?
Man,
Hello?
Yeah, I got you, man. I already got it marked down.
Yeah, so we keep in contact. Like I said, we're going to do this. We're going to get together and do it on my TV show that's coming up this Friday. Y'all holler at me this Friday, my TV show. Dan Serino's going to be on there again. He's going to do a Zoom interview, and we're going to play this video. So y'all holler at us this Friday, September 24th at 8:30 Standard Time at 415-861-6648 and holler at him. So you get a chance to get a double shot at him. So give us your shots out, everybody, and let everybody know where you can find you and what you're going to be doing for the rest for the for 2022. So give us a little shout before we go and everything.
Man,
give us a shout out.
I want to give a shout out, you know, Black Eye Radio, man. Shout out to you, man, most definitely. Shout out to my boy Tech Mix, man. Eric Marcel, man. Shout out to my boy Rasheed, like I said, Corey Blood, Warcan Records, man. Ocampo, Texas, you know what I'm saying? We in this motherfucker, man. Hey, to the dough, man. You know, shout out to my little daughter, man, Damiana, man. It's her birthday today. She turned 6 years old. I'm doing a little birthday party as we speak, man. You know, it's just crazy how time flies, man. Shout out to my wife, man. Shout out to the whole Ocampo, man, Warden County. You can find me on SoundCloud, D Munfetti, D, everything capitalized, D-M-U-N-F-E-D-D-I-E. You can find me on Facebook, Daniel DiNetto, D-A-N-I-E-L-D-I-N-E-R-O, all capitalized. Instagram the same way. Man, what I'm probably be doing the rest of the, you know, rest of the year, whatever, man, I'll probably just be, you know, doing a family thing, man, because, you know, I'm a family man before anything, and, you know, praising God, man, for each day I wake up, man, and, you know, it's still so much that I need to learn, and it's still so much, you know, that is to be learned, you know what I mean? You know, you learn something new every day, man. I want to give a big shout out to my mama, man, which, you know, she was still around. To my brother Ben, man, he locked up, man, 25 years, man. You know, like I said, I still don't believe that a cage is no place for no man, you know what I mean? You know, until we can break that cycle, man, you know, penitentiary's on fire, man, that devil is alive, man. You know what? I'm going to be screaming, free my brother Benji, man, until... You know, it's all said and done, man. I love you, bro, and I miss you, man, every day. Rest in peace to, you know, all my fallen soldiers, man. You know, man, so many shout-outs I want to give out, man. Man, just thank you, man. God bless everybody, man. Everybody be safe, man. Let's try to beat this virus, man, because, you know, it's just something that we have to do together, man. And much love to you, man, like I said, and your radio station, man, and, you know, for your support, man, and let me promote on here, man. It's a blessing, man. Thank you.
We're going to keep on doing this. We're going to keep on keeping hip-hop alive. That's what I'm fixing to do. So, you know, you're part of the crew.
Oh, definitely.
When we win, you win. When we win together, you understand? We're hip-hop, each one teach
right.
One. And holler at me on Friday. We're going to do this again. We're going to play your videos this time for the whole world. You know what I'm saying? So thanks a lot. And I'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, man. See, God bless you, man. Thank you again, man. I really appreciate it. Much love.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Always, man. All the time, brother.
All right.
All right.
That was Dan DiNero from Hood, Texas. And we gone. Thanks, everybody, for calling, all the callers that called in, all the people that supported me, and the ones that don't, that's okay, too. This is all Matt from out. I'll talk to y'all, like I said, on Friday. And for those who want to call in my TV show, it's this Friday, September 24th, on Black Eye. Go to San Francisco Commons website and go to Bayback TV, click in Channel 76. At 8:30 p.m. and you can see it if you can't call in. And those of y'all that wants to call in at 415-861-6648. And I'll talk to otherwise than that, all you, all the people that support my radio show, I'll talk to y'all next Wednesday, same time. I'm out. Oh, I'm out.